Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. It's Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison family of companies. It's, of course, Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, Jamison Property Investment. Spending Saturday with you. Happy Saturday afternoon. And we hope wherever you are dry and comfortable and enjoying a wonderful Saturday. So, we have a ton to talk about today. We have Marty and Sam Ivy, which will be coming up later on in the show from Ivy Exterminating. And if I go back to the last show last month, I'm not really sure where we're going to go, so you're going to enjoy wherever Marty takes us, but hopefully the bullseye that I had on my large forehead is gone, because I did take it off this time. So, in this segment, I'm going to share with you what I learned, but I've got Sandy Dickinson coming up. Hey, Sandy.
Hey.
Good to have you, and we're going to be doing the mortgage update with her in just a moment. But let me just catch you up about 3 or 4 days ago. I was in Cincinnati, and it was interesting to go back home. That's where I'm from, it always is, and got a lot of family there. And I was there, and I talked to my family, you know, how's the real estate market in Cincinnati? Obviously, a great conversation starter for somebody like me. And they said, oh, it's really, really busy. It's really, really active. I was like, oh, what do you mean by that? Well, you know, houses are selling really fast. They're like selling in a week, you know. And I said, well, do they get lots of offers? They go, yeah, yeah. They get, you know, sometimes they get one or two. And inside, I chuckled because Charlotte, as much as you may be asking the question, oh, this can't last. This is a bubble. This isn't going to last. This market is going to implode. You know, dogs and cats will start living together. It'll be terrible. Well, let me just tell you, there's 120 people a day-ish coming into this market. There are people vacating high-tax states, California, New York, Boston, Chicago, New Jersey, Connecticut, Vermont, etc., Washington, D.C., not a state yet. They want to be. How about no? They're coming here because our taxes are lower, and they want to leave the mess they've created. So I'm going to start a petition where we make them sign before they cross our border that they don't mess up our state like they messed up their own. So if you're in for that, just give it a thumbs up. But in any case, they're coming, and inventory is low. It's like 17 days, which means if nothing else came out on the market, we'd be sold out in about 17 days. So although other states are doing very, very well, we're in a good place. And speaking of that, if you're a buyer out there, there was an article written by Inman, and usually they do a pretty good job. Inman is kind of our real estate rag, talking about if you want to buy, here's what they said. You just need to forget about the appraisal. Just don't even worry about it. They said, forget about what you want because you're not going to get it. They said, forget about comparable properties and what you think a house is worth. This is no lie. This is what this article said. It said, forget about getting your dream home. And then it said, forget giving up. And I'm like, what kind of a stupid article is that? Telling you to forget about everything, but don't give up. That's the dumbest thing ever. So, Inman, just for my opinion, you wrote a really dumb article that has nothing to do with anything that's reasonable. Don't forget about what you want. Don't forget about the appraisal. Don't forget about what a home could potentially be worth. Don't give up what you want in a house. So, don't read that article. It's dumb. We are getting people dream homes. We are finding them homes. We are getting it done. They are appraising, and we're moving forward. So no matter what you hear, real estate is getting done. We're up 20% this year. So I'm telling you that it's not something to pay attention to. You have a plan. You work it through. You have to work with a real estate agent that doesn't use hype numbers to get your business. You have to work with a real estate agent that understands the market. For goodness sake, people, if you believe some of the crazy stuff that's on right now about people saying they're number one in the world and, you know, they're all these kind, come on. You know, get with the reality of the fact if they're trying to give you fake statistics to win your business, then, you know, I just don't want to say to you. It takes hard work. It takes experience. It takes knowing the market. It takes work. And that's what you should get in a real estate agent. And there's some good ones out there, but there's some not so good ones too. All right. So let me tell you about America's Most Wanted list. Sandy, I know this is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
The Most Wanted list, based on desires and essential must-have. What do you think the number one most wanted thing or attribute in a house is for new single-family homes in the U.S.?
Storage.
Storage was not it. And storage didn't even make the list. Would you believe that?
Well, I'm not a good guesser.
No, it's just, I would have thought that would have been one of the biggest because we're hoarders by nature, right? So here it is. The most wanted essential must-have. Now, they broke this out as essential must-have and desirable, but let's focus on the essential must-have is 40%, and the statistics don't work because they really don't add up to 100%. But the number one thing is a laundry room.
Whoa, I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, people want to do their wash. It's important to them. All right? Number two is exterior lighting. Came in at a close second. Number three,
wow,
most wanted list, essential must-have, ceiling fans. Now, this one is interesting. Number four, Energy Star rated windows.
Wow.
Number five, a patio. Number six, a double kitchen side-by-side sink. Number seven, a walk-in pantry. Number eight, a front porch. Number nine, Energy Star rated appliances. Number nine, hardwood floors in the main living area. Number 10, a full bath on the main lumber level. And number 11, energy efficient lighting. Energy efficient landed there three times. I wonder where they took that survey. Somewhere where energy needs to be efficient is what I'm thinking. So we had a new Commerce Department report that came out, and we're going to talk about that later, and I'll give you that data. But we need a mortgage update, Sandy, with Cross Country Mortgage.
All right. Well, I'll reiterate that there probably will be inflation. The Fed is now walking a tightrope because they're trying to avoid an asset bubble, not necessarily housing. We don't think that, but stock market possibly. They're now putting more than $120 billion a month into buying bonds. If they start tapering that off, we're going to see the rates rise. there's three big bills out. Well, there's the infrastructure and the home buyer bill. There's just a lot of spending going on. And they're talking about raising capital gains to, I guess, around 44%. And they're talking about making that retroactive. So if we sell all of our stuff this year, they're talking about taxing it retroactively. So I don't know what's going to come of all that, but I can tell you that rates are still amazing and demand is still up and people are buying houses. Consumer confidence was up 8%. And so as of right now, we're living the dream.
That's right. And we might as well not worry about it. We should just put our heads down and keep going forward and enjoying the life that the Carolinas has to offer. If people want to get in touch with you, Sandy, for a refi, for a purchase mortgage, or want information, where do they call?
They call my cell at 704-577-0144.
Fantastic. Sandy Dickinson at Cross Country Mortgage, 704-577-0144. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. More of Your Real Estate Today here on News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Stay right there.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back. A little smooth jazz for your Saturday afternoon as you glide down the road or wherever you are listening. Kick back and relax because we're going to talk some real estate. Paul Jamison here, your host of the show, Your Real Estate Today, owner of the Jamison family of companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Property Investment. Here with Marty and Sam Ivey. Hey, guys, what's going on?
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. All right. So, by the way, before we launch into today's subject, do you think, I'm asking the two of you, do you think right now it's more expensive to buy a pre-existing home or to purchase a new home on average?
Pre-existing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in one sense, the average price is higher on pre-existing homes. So in that aspect, you are correct. However, the price per square foot of new construction homes is actually higher, only by a very, very small amount. So
makes sense.
Yeah, it's interesting. Of course, the cost of materials, there's one builder out there right now that is making buyers sign what's called kind of an escalation clause to cover the cost of lumber.
Ooh.
Since it's a moving target. How would you like to sign up to buy a new home and then have to say, oh, we're going to buy it for this price, but if lumber goes up 10%, the price of your home is going to go up by X where lumber is concerned? That's crazy.
Ooh, that would be scary.
Very scary.
So, yeah, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, so.
But I can understand it from a builder's perspective.
Yes, I can too. I can too. But I certainly know they're not going to lose money, for sure. Yeah, they're going to make sure they're good. All right, so, guys, what are we talking about today?
Talking about all kinds of good stuff today. We're going to be talking about ants. We're going to be talking about some termites and crawl space help today.
Okay, so ants, huh? Have ants come back? Are they marching back in? What's going on with the ants?
Yeah, ants are coming back in full force. You know, as the soil temperature warms up, ants start going out and foraging, looking for to create kind of new territory, new colonies. Start looking and foraging for food and other things to feed on. And there are three big ants that you're going to have problems with this season. The first being the fire ants. Those are the ones nobody likes in their yard because when you go out and play in the summertime, you end up kicking an ant mound or you're walking and one starts biting and your foot swells up and you're mad for half a week because your foot stings. And You know, they're going to be real bad this year because I think we're going to have a real hot summer. And as we get hot, those fire ants will go deeper down into the soil to get in the cooler temperature soil, which will make those ant mounds a lot bigger. And one of the things a lot of people do is they just decide it's easier to get rid of them by mowing over fire ants with their lawnmower. And what they don't realize is they're creating damage to their lawnmower because it just turned their lawnmower into a sandblaster, and it destroys their lawn equipment. And now they have spread those ant colonies all around the yard because they'll pop up in greater numbers. And so you really need to hire a professional to come out and evaluate your problem and what you have going on with your fire ant solution. And one thing, you know, a lot of people don't realize what we offer with fire ants is we offer large tract of land application where we can, if you've got horse farms or any type of pasture type properties, we can go out. We've got specialized equipment to spread that product over your property to take care of fire ants. And a lot of people will go to the Lowe's or Home Depot and they'll just buy the product right off the shelf to try to take care of the fire ants. And they don't realize that that label is specifically designed to take care of fire ants at a certain rate. And the products that we use are designed basically 8 pounds of product per 1 acre. So if you think of like a pound of sugar, think about 8 pounds of sugar basically spread over an entire acre of land, and that's the amount of product that is designed to take care of fire ants on a large piece of property like that. So a lot of people, they'll just dump all that product on one ant mound, and what ends up happening is those ants actually just take that product back and they store it, and they won't really get the knockout that they're looking for. So fire ants are going to be a problem this year. Odorous house ants, those are little tiny
Sam,
ants.
One comment I was going to make, I would like you to hear your opinion on, is we talk a lot about fire ants as it relates to your backyard, right, and for your kids and playing with your kids, but also your pets, right? And if you have animals of any kind, you know, having you guys come out and treat for fire ants is a lot cheaper than the vet visit for your dog.
Across the board, being, you know, and that's just one of those things, being preventative across the board is always cheaper than being reactionary to problems in your house, in your crawl space, in your yard, with your pets, your family, everything. So give us a call and we come out and get you all taken care of.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I'm sorry, you were saying about the odoriferous house ant or something?
The odor-smelliest ant. Yeah, a lot of people call them sugar ants.
That's the one you pinch and smell or something, Marty?
Yes.
Smells like Windex or ammonia, rotten coconut or pina colada. If you get a whole bunch of them, you'd be set for the summer.
That's after the second or third drink. I think you just kind of go with the good stuff in the first couple, and then you switch over to the ants on the second or third.
It's that black salt on your margarita. But they typically are going to show up in your kitchen. A lot of people complain about them around their coffee makers and things like that. There's some easy things for us to come in, bait inside. Sometimes we need to come outside and do a foundation treatment around the exterior of the home, but we can get them taken care of for you, no problem. The other ant problem that we're going to have this year is the carpenter ant. A carpenter ant kind of gets a bad rap because people say that carpenter ant is eating all the wood in my house. And a carpenter ant doesn't actually eat the wood. He just channels the already wood that has been destroyed, most often due to moisture problems. And he channels that wood out to make nice, smooth galleys in it where they will live and kind of habitate. And sometimes people will say, oh, I have termites because they see all this dust or dirt kind of kicked out in an area, and really it's just ants because those ants have gone in. An ant is an incredible housekeeper. It loves a nice, clean home, and they will clean that area out nice and smooth and clean so they can live in it. And, you know, carpenter ant treatment, you know, a lot of companies out here are doing these kind of all-inclusive programs. And all-inclusive programs are really sometimes just a Band-Aid on an overarching problem, because you're just getting rid of a problem maybe inside the house or in an area that you're seeing it inside the house, as opposed to really taking care of the problem on the entire property. And when we come out, we're going to trace these carpenter ants to where they're nesting. Typically, carpenter ants are going to nest in trees in the yard or in mulch that's very kind of built up against the house, or firewood up against the house. And they're going to live in that high, humid area in order to survive. And a lot of times people have trees on the structure that they need to cut back in order to take care of the problem. But we're going to come out and make sure that you get the whole entire problem taken care of, rather than just making them disappear for a little bit.
Right, right. And that's one of the things I like about you guys, is you really take a holistic, meaning a whole picture approach to a problem. And I think that is a challenge, you know, because you also have a mosquito program. And I do think people right now are seeing a lot of that. We're coming up on a hard break, but I think after the break, what I'd love to hear more about is, too, just reminding people about that mosquito program. I know that wasn't something you mentioned earlier. I'd love to talk about that. And then, Sam, I'd like to share a personal experience that I had with Ivy Exterminating this weekend. And those who follow me either on Facebook or on the Jameson Realty YouTube channel can get a visual picture of actually what happened and where Ivy Exterminating came and helped me out personally with a problem that I crossed this past weekend. So stay tuned for that. And we've got a lot more coming up today. Also in the show, I get asked the question all the time, should I invest in real estate right now when prices are high? We'll talk about that and much more. The show, Your Real Estate Today, here on News Talk 1110-993-WBT. Be right back.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Hey, it's Paul Jameson, your host with the Jameson family of companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Property Investment. I'm here with Marty and Sam Ivy with Ivy Exterminating. We're talking about your home today. And at the break, we led up to the fact that I do want to make sure in this segment, I'm going to share some personal information around what happened to me a couple weekends ago. And Sam and his team came. Well, Sam by himself, Sam, the team of one, came over and did some really cool things for us personally. Guys, I did want to mention, and I apologize, I kind of threw that in at the last second, is that the mosquitoes are absolutely insane right now. What are you guys going to do about that?
Well, you know, people fail to realize that when a mosquito bites you, it's a female that is biting you. The male mosquito does not bite you. The female, she's biting you for a blood source, for protein, so she can reproduce. They actually get their nourishment or their ability to survive alpha by it sucking the sugars out of plant growth. And what we do is we come in and treat around the plant growth around the exterior of the home. We put a low toxicity insecticide on these plants, and it does an excellent job of controlling mosquitoes. There's a lot of people that do mosquito services in town. We've had a tremendous amount of customers change from other services to us strictly because of our reputation of how much our company is able to knock down mosquito populations. It's a little trick. There's a study behind it, and you've got to stay constant on the study. You've got to constantly rotate your product. There's a lot of science that goes in involving the controlling mosquitoes. And, you know, today's world with COVID, people staying at home more, traveling less, spending more time at home. It's just a way to enjoy your outdoor living areas, your hardscape areas. It's just a way to enjoy them much more than you normally been able to enjoy them. Mosquitoes are just rough. We get a lot of wet, hot, humid weather here in town. A mosquito will typically fly about 30 yards. She typically doesn't want to fly more than about 10 feet. But she will, once she takes the blood from you, she'll go on a vertical surface. She'll drop some water out of that blood, and then she'll find an area, some standing water somewhere to start to reproduce. They can actually lay their eggs in a area as small as a Coca-Cola bottle cap of water. That's how small an area they need. And the mosquito larva, those eggs can lay dormant up to 13, 14 months sometimes. So it's very interesting to see the science behind this mosquito issue. A lot of this mosquito technology was developed down at Parris Island, down there at the where the Marines do all their training.
Yep.
Because mosquitoes are so bad. When they did the original study down there, they actually did the test, and when they put out test sites, they were actually weighing the mosquitoes in pounds. That's how bad the mosquitoes were.
God.
And but you know, it's very, there's a lot of science behind it, and not all mosquito services are cut the same.
Yeah, and I can, you know, personally attest to that, but it really works. It really works.
Well, you know, the old saying is, you know, it's mosquito time when it's cutting into your margarita time.
I know, and that's on the funny hole button, along with a whole bunch of other stuff when you call 704-334-1616. I like to call and just listen to the updated hole button every now and again. Shelly doesn't mind.
No, she doesn't mind.
Yeah, I always buy something, so it's always good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, the mosquitoes are going to be a huge issue this year, and it's something that if you wait until the middle of the season to try to get control of them, it's going to be a much more difficult situation to get your hands around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just decided to sell my home so I didn't have to deal with them. I'm just kidding. But so let me tell you about what happened to me, and then Sam, you can add the color around the fact that Carrie was on top of the washer and dryer while all this was going on and wouldn't touch the ground. But we are emptying a storage building due to a sale, and there's been a lot of years worth of stuff in there. And I was cleaning, and all of a sudden I came across some cellophane and some hissing noises. And it was not a snake, was it? It was not a snake. What was it? And what did you do?
Well, you called me and said you had come across a nice mama possum and her litter of pups, and they needed to be relocated to a different environment.
The extraction is what we call it. Extraction.
Extraction. That's right. But yeah, I came out there and we safely removed the possums and relocated them and took care of them. But, you know, possums are actually, you know, crazy enough, they can get really a bad rap. Possums are really beneficial to the land. They will eat a lot of fleas and ticks and spiders. They'll feed on a lot of insects in the woods and help control your insect population. A lot of times they get a bad rap, so to speak, because everybody thinks possums are carrying rabies around all the time. It is very unlikely that a possum is going to have rabies. Rabies has to survive in a certain temperature within a body, and the possum's body temperature is lower than what the rabies virus can survive in. And so because of that, you typically do not find possums with rabies. Mm-hmm. They do, however, get into your crawl space, and they can wreak some havoc in your crawl space. They'll tear insulation down. They'll tear HVAC ductwork down. They're going to feed on anything they can find in that crawl space. And let me tell you, when it dies in a crawl space, it is not a pleasant smell that you want.
All right, so you can tell that story too. So I called Sam. I'm like, Sam, something smells bad in the crawl space of our office.
Well, you had a nice 40-pound dead possum in your crawl space, and let me tell you, you do not have an easy crawl space over there at your office to maneuver around. But we found it, we got rid of it, and took care of it. But yeah, possums are again, they are very beneficial to the environment.
They were not beneficial to my office environment.
No, they're not. Let's make that clear, the outside environment.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that environment, it smelled so bad. I mean, it was like there was no amount of Febreze that was going to take care of that possum. It just wasn't happening.
No, it's not going to happen. No Febreze. That smell's not going away until you get rid of that dead animal.
Yeah, for possum. Yeah. There's no possum scented Febreze that I'm aware of these days.
I haven't found it yet.
It's funny because, too, the mother on the possum at the storage building was carrying around the babies on her back, and three of them climbed off and took off behind a bunch of stuff. So it was an extraction plus a hunt at the same time. But we got them all.
A hunt for the litter. We got them all. No possums were harmed in the recording of this radio show.
That's right. All right, so if they want to call you, how do they get in touch with you all?
Give me a call, 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com.
All right, more to come with Sam and Marty Ivy on the show Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison. We've got a whole nother segment to talk about what we love, and we'll be right back. So stay with us on News Talk 1110-993 WBT.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to the show Your Real Estate Today. Happy Saturday to you, wherever you are. Thank you for listening. We're so excited to spend this time in the afternoon with you talking about real estate. It's Paul Jamison, your longtime host of the show Your Real Estate Today and owner of the Jamison Companies, that's Realty. For buyers and sellers, property management, for individual investors, and investment. Jamison Property Investment. If you're interested in investing in real estate, we would love to talk to you. Here with Marty and Sam Ivy. The Ivy Exterminating Company has been around since 1954. Marty has been a guest on this show since the very beginning. So it's great to have him continue to be on here many, many years. And Sam, you've been a part of the Ivy team for what, about 6 or 7 or 8 years now?
Yeah, 6 years now.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
Good memory, Paul. Good memory.
Yeah, yeah. Total guess. But anyway, it's good to be with you on Saturday. And I want to share with you, and then we're going to talk a little bit about some carpenter bees and termites. I got this question again this morning. So if you're interested in investing in real estate, this is the question I continue to get. And I guess you could reflect it in many different things, but let's keep it on the real estate focus. And that is, with prices the way they are right now, with home prices elevated, certainly up in our market tremendously, why in the world would I even think about investing in real estate right now? Prices are inflated. Why would I do that? Well, you know, I've got a very simple answer, and then I can throw some other facts at you. But here's the simple answer. The rental market and investing in real estate has many different opportunities in it. Appreciation is certainly one of those. Rental income is one of those. A hedge against taxes is one of those. I'm not a CPA. Please consult your CPA for more information, but I had a good night's sleep last night. Longer term capital for college education or alternative things is there. For me personally, it's a source of cash flow that someday when I decide to slow down a little bit, which isn't anytime soon, but when it does come, or if something happens health-wise, I have a check coming in every month. That's what I like about it, on an appreciating asset that's never worth nothing. To some people, it's a balance. I think you need money and equities and cash, but you also need a balance, and real estate can provide that balance. So there's lots of reasons for it. But here's the bottom line answer to the question, of which I'm finally getting to the answer, and that is that if the numbers work as an investment for you, then you should proceed forward. If the numbers don't work, irregardless of the price, you should not. It's not a highly emotional decision. You're not living there. It is an investment. When you buy GE stock, you're making a decision. You're not now going to work at GE. So you think about investing in real estate. It is a decision that you make as an investment, and it's a decision that you make that is based on numbers and long-standing trends. And that's what you look at. So here are a few things. All right. And looking at larger funds right now are actually, because of the inventory shortage, they've decided to create their own. Now, a lot of the companies that manage rentals, like American Homes for Rent and some others around town, are actually building houses to rent. That's an awesome thing. All right. Rents are going up very fast right now. They're up about 11% so far this year. That's a big number. So thinking about that, and here's what I always say. When there's no inventory, all these people that are moving to Charlotte, what are they forced to do when they can't find a house yet? Rent. When the market was terrible, 2008, 2009, people couldn't buy a home. What did they do? Rent. The rental market is a great hedge against many types of economies. And it's a great return. Not everybody, and you know, when they start tightening mortgage rates and homes become less affordable, what are people going to do in an area that's as vibrant as this area? Rent. The demand for rentals is always going to be strong in most economic conditions. So it is a good way to do it. And here's some things I see people doing right now. Instead of selling their home, they're pulling some equity out of it and they're leasing it. You know, you have the ability for now, until it gets taken away, to not pay capital gains as a single person up to $250,000 in gain and $500,000 as a married couple. I'm not a CPA, like I said before, but that's the way it is. Capital gains rate, as Sandy said in the first segment, are going to go up. But don't think that they're not going to keep going up. Where do you think they pay for all this craziness? All right? But the reality is you have some options that you can take with the existing home you have, or taking the money out of the existing home and looking at investing in some real estate. So don't let it be the only option. And rates are low enough where you can apply leverage. You can use a bank's money and watch the asset appreciate. You know, if the market falls, you still win the day. And at some point, some of these COVID crazy rules that people think they can get away with that they really can't if you really know the law can be put aside. All right. So think about diversification. If you look at most people that are successful in their portfolio, you will see some real estate. So happy to help. If that is your thought or you want to talk more, you can call us at 846-DUNN, 846-3663. All right. Guys, we've got about 2.5 minutes or so left. What do you think about carpenter bees and termites right now?
Well, not only are we in the carpenter bee season, but we're in termite season too. This is termite mating season. I say this a lot, this is usually the only time of year that people realize they got termites because they swarm, they do a mating flight, and people come home and see a lot of these dead insects. Intelligent people, or people that are conscious to their surroundings, typically will call us or call a professional to come in and see what they got. Some people just think it's a one-hit wonder, and they fluff it all.
Yep.
And what they don't realize is that wing reproductive of the colony, there's actually workers that are eating on the house 24/7, 365 days a year. Mm. And it's something that needs to be addressed by a professional. Most homeowners are not going to be able to control a termite situation on their home by themselves. They're going to have a professional. And they need to call us here at Ivy Exterminating, 704-334-1616, or bugivy.com. Carpenter bees is another thing. It's temperature related. Spring has sprung. All these insects are basically, they drop the flag. They're going to race. You know, you drop a piece of lumber out in the woods, you've got 150 species of insects and 200 species of fungi that go at it immediately. They will immediately come at it. And your house is no different. So it's something that you need to have a professional come out and look at. You know, carpenter bees are a great example. A female carpenter bee can come in and she can bore that hole in 30 minutes in a piece of your wood. And if you let her reinfest year after year, what's going to occur is then the woodpecker's going to come in and they are going to do some unsightly damage to your home.
Right.
And it's something that you just kind of need to keep an eye on and have a professional to kind of help you monitor your way or navigate your way through the problems.
Marty, if someone has not paid their termite bond, their annual renewal, shouldn't they be calling you right now?
They should. They should be calling us immediately. They should give us a call. I'm fascinated how inexpensive those warranties are, and people don't pay them and they let them lapse. Yeah. I'm just fascinated by it.
How do they get in touch with you again, man?
704-334-1616 or bugivy.com.
All right. So if they come out, you'll do an inspection and you'll make sure that you've got a path to getting them straightened out.
Correct.
Absolutely. Marty, Sam, thank you so much. Thanks for spending Saturday with me. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
All right, guys, 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com. If you have something swarming, moving, or going, you need to get them out. All right, and you can call us at 846-DONE, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamesonhomes.com. Have a blessed Saturday. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you again next week. The show, Your Real Estate Today, here on News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. Take care now.